seven, six, five, four, three, two, one.
Is a little bit.
Not a lot, baby girl. Just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
I can show you how I live in a little bit.
Just a little bit. Hey, what's up, y'all? It's your boy, Marco the Prince. You already know I'm back here with the shits. But this time we're doing something a little different. It is a Sunday morning, great and beautiful day here in New York, and I'm joined here by, I'm not going to say too much because she's going to give an elevator speech about herself, but one of my friends from the Sunshine State, we met down in Jacksonville when I lived there, but Ari, introduce yourself to the people and give us a 2-minute elevator speech about you and what you do and why you a boss bitch and all this other shit.
And I got to say all of that in 2 minutes?
Yes.
This is great. My name is Ari Mar, but everyone calls me Ari. I have been a friend of Marco for a very long time now. I would say maybe, 5 years now?
Yeah. Oh my God, we got a reunion.
A long time, friend. I didn't think it was that long, but yes, I have been a friend of Marco for 5 years. It has been extremely fun. Like he said, I'm from Florida, currently live in Jacksonville, and I am currently going to school for psychology.
Woo woo! Pull over that ass too fit. Woo woo! Pull over that ass too fit. Yes, okay. I got friends out here doing it, psychology, sociology.
We're trying.
Doing all the shit that they want to do. I don't think that was 2 minutes, but we'll.
No. I didn't count it down.
Oh, no, you didn't do your Instagrams either.
Mm-hmm. Which is Ari Mar, A-U-R-I-M-A, with 4 R's at the end. And then I also have my Instagram, which is Ari_talks. Pretty much what that Instagram is about is spreading positivity, making sure that I am spreading positivity, helping people feel better about themselves, helping people be better towards other people. And just overall helping people be the best version of themselves that they want to be. So on there, I just post positive things to educate people about mental health, personal issues.
Mental health is important, y'all.
Very important. People think you have to be crazy to have mental health. No, mental health is important for everything. So if you guys want, check it out. Go in there and we can just go ahead and start making this world a better place. We need it.
Yes. And remember, nobody is safe from a rant. So everybody will get dragged. If you show your ass in this place that we call the world, the new normal. So the Karens and the Joes and some of the black people out there, you're on the next rant session. So
you said the new normal. What's the new normal for you?
This whole new normal. So the reason I said it was Sunday, because we're having mimosas. So we're going to start this thing. Sorry, not to cut you off. I'm going to answer that. My apology. So what I'm going to start doing is mimosas with Marco. So once a month, have a mimosa talk. No highs, no lows, no rants. Just literally pouring champagne, orange juice, and just talking about what's on our heart. Like Ari said, like mental health. We have a great topic to talk about today. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about the word nigga. Mm. And I think that's a great topic to start with. But before we get to the topic, I'll answer what is my new normal. My new normal is not understanding why I can't remember to grab a mask.
Wow, listen.
I went to the bar for the first time on Friday just to go see if I can do it.
Right.
Yeah, no. I'd just rather just stay at home.
Were people like social distancing? Did everything change in the bar, or is everything pretty much changed? I haven't been out.
See, this is what concerns me. Like, when you go inside the bar, you have to wear the mask. Totally understand. It's an airborne disease. These are rules that the CB, I was going to say CBD, but that's actually weird. Oh, here you go, look. I don't want you to know. I ain't where I've been, but where I'm about to go. Okay, sorry, y'all. Y'all know.
You're getting me too hyped now.
Okay. But the thing that, like, so inside you got to wear, like, the mask while you're ordering everything. But as soon as you go outside, like, when you leave the grocery store, you can just take the mask off. But they have all the tables, ladders, and chairs. I'm just kidding. They have tables and...
ladders.
That was a WWE reference.
like, ladders? What are they doing?
No, but they have, like, the tables and the stools out there, and we... I just saw, like, a big-ass table where everybody was just sitting there without a mask on and shit, so... It's just...
Contradicting.
Yeah, it's very contradicting. Very. Mm-hmm. Because, like, yes, we're social distancing, I get it. But when we go inside, we gotta wear a mask. When we go outside, we can take it off, but then we're still not 6 feet apart.
Right.
So what is the point of bringing the tables outside for us to drink when... We don't really necessarily have to wear a mask or social distance.
Listen, I don't know. I think people are all over the place with the whole coronavirus thing. No one is on the same page. Some people are following instructions exactly how they have been given. Like, you go to Target and they are on top of it. But then it's some places who don't follow it. And, you know, and bars is hard because bars or restaurants, because mm-hmm. people are eating, people are drinking. Are you going to be taking your mask on and off every time if you're going to have a sip of your drink? Or, you know, it's hard and contradicting. So I just wonder, where is this all going to lead? Like, you know, are we going to be doing this? Is this going to be the new normal forever? Or, you know, like, what's going to happen? That's my question.
For me, I think this is just, like, the new normal. There's no more... Oh, I was going to say no more coffee shops, but fuck Starbucks.
Period.
Not Starbucks. What was I thinking of? Movies. There's no more movies. Think about it. Hollywood is shut down for this all year. So that means no movies.
It's supposed to be really bored.
I'm like, we can't go to bowling alleys no more. Because if you think about...
Concerts,
festivals, like skating rinks... I mean, we probably could because those are just feet. But you know what I mean. Like, for the balls, like at a bowling alley, you got to touch every single thing. You got to touch the ball. Your fingers keep going in. Who's going to want to keep hand sanitizing every single time? And granted,
and cleaning the balls every single time, those are a lot of bowls. You have to clean everything, tables, everything. No one really has that. Like, that's a lot of work.
That is. And I feel like we should have already been doing this shit.
True. I had read the other day that for the first time in like 30, 40, 50 years, for the first time in a long time, they had completely cleaned and sanitized the subway in New York. And I'm like, what?
Mm-hmm.
This is where like all types of people are in this, in the subway, homeless people, people from outside of the country, outside of the state, New Yorkers, people are touching everything. People get on there sick, dirty, clean, and for the first time in years.
Who was touching shit in the New York subway?
People, you just tell me you don't get like the head. What?
Well, I'm just saying, for me, I try not to touch anything in the New York subway because I know it's disgusting. And I hate New York.
When I went in there, I am sure people thought I was being bougie. But I was like, oh my goodness, what is this? Like, and I'm not bougie, but I was like, it looks dirty.
Bitch, let me tell you. So I hate rats. I don't know if I ever told you this. I just don't like rodents.
Okay.
Where that comes from, when we were younger, we had a dog, a little Rottweiler, and mice and rats are attracted to dog food. So,
really?
Yeah, when you keep it outside.
Oh, okay.
So we left it on the porch not knowing, so they ate through the bag and shit, so... Hypothetically, the rat eats through the bag, it gets his food, and then tries to run to wherever it's going, but the dog will catch it, and we'll just find rats in our backyard. So that was always traumatizing for me. I just don't like dead stuff. I still can't even touch, like, chicken wings when they're raw.
Oh, no.
So, you know what I mean? So it's like, when I can see that it's an animal, or even, like, even with funerals, like, I have to walk by the casket really fast. I got to do, like, my 5-second look and then just go. Because it's something about dead and me that don't really get along. But I was in New York City and we were going, I just think we was living in a club, drunk as fuck, you know, being young in our 20s. Why did a rat jump on the train? Not jump on the train, but Like, I didn't see it, but my friends saw it, and they all jumped off, and, you know, when a nigga jump off the train, you just gonna follow and ask questions later. So, yeah.
The thing is that the rats in New York, them shits are not normal.
Nigga, those are like...
Them shits are on steroids.
Those are not like the house rats and shit that we see on the street here.
These are like a whole dog. Like, a whole... I think the last time that I went to New York, I saw one and I was like, what the fuck is that?
They look like raccoons. Like, they're as big as raccoons.
They big as me. I'm like, damn, sis. Like, what you doing?
Damn, 6 feet giant with your old big ass.
So I'm like, no, these rats, they are not your average typical rats that you see at home and you set a trap for. Like, no, these are like...
They are not the hood rats that y'all niggas be talking to on the Instagrams and the Twitters. They're not that.
The disrespect. No, but for real, I was like, these things look like a child, like mm-hmm. a baby. They're huge. I could definitely see why you seeing a rat brings you back to like... those times because I can't do it. I cannot. I'm sorry.
I had to stop eating Chinese food. I know, like, it might be real, it might not, but you know the rule. Chinese people use rats in their food. Okay. I did see one video on the Facebook. I saw one video on the Facebook and I was like, yeah, so I seen it. Granted, it probably wasn't even nowhere close near me. But you know, when you see shit on the internet you're like,
I'm good, love, enjoy.
Thank you. But it's above me now.
Right. Like, it is too much. But you said today we're going to be talking about the word. Nigga, I'm interested. You know, this is a topic that we've talked about before, and I'm excited to hear your thoughts and what you think about. Because, you know, everyone uses that word too. Like, it'd be like Hispanics using it, white people using it, Asians using it. Everybody uses it. So I'm intrigued to know, like, how do you feel about that?
So I've actually just started recently using the word nigga. Just growing up in Oregon, it just wasn't a word that was in my vocabulary.
Okay.
But living in New York, you know, niggas here, just, it's more like a filler word, and it just goes in the flow of sentences. So I have picked it up. I enjoy it.
Uh-huh.
I'm like indifferent about it. I don't mind people like, this is like very, I don't mind people using it if it's not in a derogatory way. And when I say people, I mean people of color.
Okay.
I'm not talking about white people because I do, you know, the whole word nigger came from slavery, and how y'all might be saying it to me might mean it that way, but I might think that you're just trying to be down with the cause, and then that's when we have miscommunication. But I actually just learned moving to New York, that Puerto Ricans, Latinos, like, they use the word nigga a lot. And I was like, wow. Is this, like, okay, quote-unquote?
Right.
Like, I go to the barber shop, and my barber is Puerto Rican, and he'll be like, what's up, nigga? And I'm just like, what's up, bro? But, like...
What? Really?
I mean, like... But...
I know what you're trying to say.
Not like, when we first met, but once we got that...
Like, okay, we cool, you cut my hair, I rock with you, you a loyal
customer. And he's, like, okay. A person of color...
Okay.
And, like, that's how I look at it from, like, a white standpoint. Like, all white people look at people of color as niggas.
Right.
Maybe you're black, Puerto Rican. I was going to say Asian, but that's... There are...
They yellow, and I'm
scared. They highlighter. but, like, just shit like that. So, I don't think it's right.
Right.
Just because it is sensitive... to that place, and I just don't know how to have those conversations with other races. I know how to have that conversation with a white person because, hey, you cannot say that. Your great-great-great-grandfather
yes.
had a field of niggers on it, and it transpired through your whole family, and you brought up in the hate train, on the hate train. You can't say that. Okay. Right. But when it comes to like person of color, I just don't know how to have that conversation.
Right. No, totally understandable. And it, yes. So just to let everybody know, I'm not sure if you guys can tell by my accent, but I am Hispanic. I'm Venezuelan. So I am able to see all, you know, different type of perspectives. And that's what I was asking, because I do know a lot of Hispanics who say the word nigga. I was included on there, but I had a little incident one time. So the majority of my friends, they're all Black. And I would say like 99.9% of the guys that I have dated, they're all Black. I went to a Black school when I first moved to this country. So I used to hear the word nigga all the time. And it became part of my vocabulary, too. However, I had an issue about, we'll say, like, not an issue, but, you know, I had, like, a little thing with someone I was dating last year. And I said the word nigga. And he got upset because he was like, you know, my mother's family, they all come from Georgia. And their history is not, you know, like, good, you know, like they come from like the slavery era, and they come from times where, you know, people used to call them nigga just to like make them feel less than. So I'm not comfortable with hearing you, a Hispanic person, saying the word nigga. And I felt embarrassed, honestly, because I felt like I was not being sensitive while I was using this word. And I felt like I was educated enough with the Black history, but not enough for me to be like, okay, I shouldn't be saying this word, even though I'm not saying it in a way to like disrespect someone or, you know, me. But I could see why some people will feel some type of way about it, and it's just not cool, you know. So I was like, let me just not say it, or be careful when I do say it. But I do know a lot of Hispanics, they say it all the time, nigga this and nigga that, and sometimes they say it more than Black people. Mm-hmm. So that's why I was asking, how do you feel about that?
I've also been in like vehicles with a few of my white friends, and like a Lil Wayne song comes on. You know, Lil Wayne is the GOAT, let's just say it.
Right.
And he says the word nigga a lot. And I think like Six right. Foot came on, or whatever song, and the word nigga. Excuse my charisma, vodka and spritzer, swag on dick. yes! And like, we were all rapping the song, and like, they said the word nigga, but they didn't say it as passionately, like, as I did, like, while rapping it. And like, at that point in time, like, in the moment, it was okay. Like, not like, because I forgot about their race, we were just all vibing to this one song. Imagine just being at a concert, and everyone's just like, having a good ass time. That's how the car ride was. We was on a road trip. And then after that moment, we just went back to normal. So I didn't, in that very 3 minute and 46 second, no, the song is probably longer than that, but you know.
I get you, Frank.
In that moment, I didn't have a problem with it because it was more of a vibe.
Right.
But like, if it was like two of us, I mean, and don't get me wrong, they weren't like, nigga. Like,
right.
They were like a little bit more calmer on that word. And then I was like, you already know me. I was like the hype man. So like, I do respect them for not like yelling it and like trying to prove a point, but more so vibing with me while that song was on. In the back of my brain, do I think that they should have just beeped it out and then it would have been a better vibe? Yes. But I understand also being in the moment.
Right, it happens.
It just happens. But I also feel like back playing it, white people don't have, well, they do. They don't have like a word like nigga that's like degrading to them. Like that everyone sees the word bad. Like redneck and everything. Okay, redneck, cool.
Hispanics, they call us spics, but honestly, I don't find that like super offensive. Mm-hmm. Because I think with the word, you know, nigga or whatever, you know why people say nigger, or whatever. I think the problem with it is the history and the pain that comes behind it. Mm-hmm. Like, when somebody calls me a sick, I'm like, okay, whatever, you bad or whatever, but there's no story behind the sick. Like, there's no history, there's no pain, there's no, you know, saying that word to someone to make them feel, you know, and not only to make them feel, but the whole country is set up to make you feel like you ain't shit, although you are. So when they call me fake, I don't see it like that. But when somebody calls you nigga, you think of, like, slavery. You think of Martin Luther King. You think about Rosa Parks, Malcolm X. You think about all the people that they
Marco D, Ari Mar.
All these people. You think about all these people. And, you know, and I'm speaking past tense, but this is happening today.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, it's not okay. So I honestly can't find a word in another race that they may use against them to make them feel less, which it may make you feel less than, but it's not like... To me, the history behind it and how it started is not as evil and as hard as the word nigger. You get what I'm saying?
I do. I definitely understand it. Let me piggyback on what you said about other races not having a word like the word nigger. Perfect example. I was watching RuPaul's Drag Race, a few weeks ago. And there's a contestant on there called Miss Cracker. Uh-huh. She's a drag queen. And I was like... I asked my friend, because we was watching it together. And I was like, her name is Miss Cracker? And we, like, stopped the whole show and had, like, not a debate, but, like, a conversation. And I was like, right. But that's derogatory.
It is.
And I was like...
That's what they call white people, you cracker.
Right, but then he was like, white people don't see it as offensive to them because they can capitalize on it. And I was like, but I can't get on somebody's TV and be like, that nigga, and I'm, like, right. The best, like, DJ around the world, because, no.
You're gonna get a lot of backlash, and to say that, it reminds me when Jay-Z came out with his song, Dark Nigga, Light Skin, Dark Nigga, Light Nigga, Dun Dun Dun, Still Nigga, Still Nigga. People had, like, a really... big issue with that song. Although mm-hmm. what he was speaking on that song had to do about like racism and how black people are treated, how no matter how you have money and all these things, in the song he's pretty much saying you're still a nigga. People had a big problem with that and they backlashed them. So I'm sure that if, you know, let's say you're a DJ and like you said, you call yourself DJ that nigga or something like that, some people are gonna be like, what? Like, no. But if somebody calls themselves DJ Cracker, oh, it's DJ Cracker.
And that's the problem.
I get it.
Like, that is the problem. I'm just like, and then another thing, like, piggybacking on that, it's just like, y'all hate black people so much. You guys are outraged. But you guys started all this. Not you, like, the person I'm looking at, but... You as all the white people, your ancestors, these masters, y'all did all this. Y'all stole this land. Y'all broke the contract. Y'all told us to go to school to get degrees. Y'all told us to go to school and be a doctor and do all this shit. And we still don't get the recognition that we deserve. There are.
You know what pisses me off too and something that I don't understand? Why white people get offended when... black people say the word nigger and they be like, oh, like you created this offensive word, you made this, why are you feeling offended? Like, I don't get it.
I had that moment at a bar. I was with a group of my white friends and we all worked together, so I still kind of had like my professional hat on, so this is like our third time meeting up probably. And I was just dropping nigga after nigga after nigga. And I was like, and like not knowing what I was doing, I was like, my apologies. I was like, the word nigga don't offend y'all, do it. But not knowing.
This was like after 20 niggas in.
Yeah, like I was already 20 niggas in. And then like, they was like, Marco, you can speak as freely as you want. And I was like, oh, I wasn't asking y'all for like permission. I'm like, I'm a person of respect. So if... I have a few friends that don't like the word bitch. So I would never be like, bitch, let me tell you what just happened.
Yeah.
Like, no matter how I use it, they just don't like that word. And, like, when I'm talking to them, it's like, I have to be like, bitch.
I feel you. I have a friend like
pause,
that.
Pause, and then continue. And, like, she'll just start laughing. She'll be like, it is okay. And I was like, it's not okay. You asked me as a friend not to say that word around you, reference it to you, or use it in a sentence relating to anything that we're talking about. And I value you as much as you as value me, and I don't want to disrespect you.
Correct.
Even though it's my daily language, and like I can use bitch in so many different ways, if you don't like it, I'm not going
to
use it. But that's only if you're a friend.
Right. If you're not, then bitch.
Right. So.
But I get that because I have a friend like that too. He doesn't like that, and it's the same thing that you said. Sometimes I want to be like, bitch, guess what? But I'm like, oh no, like. He don't like that or she don't like that. So totally understandable. I think it's just about, I just wish, you know, earlier you mentioned how when you guys were all in that car ride and you guys were so into the song and it was a vibe that you guys forgot about. Like, probably at the moment you weren't thinking about, like, race. Like, oh, this word is coming up. You better not say it too white. Or, you know, and I'm like, I wish it was, we lived in a world like that where we don't have to, you know, like, be looking at them like, are you going to say something that's gonna get me mad? Or you get what I'm saying? Where we all could just like have a good vibe like that and just enjoy each other without having to be like, well, you're white, I'm black, or you're Hispanic or Asian or whatever. We all just vibing, like having a good time, like how it happens in concerts.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
Well, I said it because you mentioned a concert earlier, and you were like, oh, like, and I'm like, that's true. Like, when you go to a concert, you're not thinking about, you know, race or anything. Everybody's just there to have a good time. And I'm like, why can't it be like that, you know, everywhere?
Yes. Speaking of concerts, when I go to Beyonce concerts, Beyonce and Jay-Z, like, I'm not thinking about no race. I'm not thinking about the word nigga. We're all there. Shout out to B and Jay-Z, okay?
Yes,
you know,
please.
Remy and Sir, I'm just turned 3 years old.
They're Geminis.
And they are so fucking gorgeous, and I still don't know what these kids look like.
Because what, Beyonce don't make anything ugly. Like, did you really think one of them kids are going to come out ugly?
No, I just want to see the kids.
They are probably gorgeous. I know Rumi looks just like her when she was a little girl. And Sir looks like
Jay-Z.
I cannot wait till they grow up.
Let me tell you, she got a whole fucking empire already. Blue is the leader, and then you got a rapper, and then you probably got a little dancer over here, too.
Something. That family is literally like the Proud Family. Like,
aren't they? You know Solange made that theme, the theme song.
The theme song, I know.
It's so ironic it's ironic because you got Mama Tina as the grandma. I don't know if Mama Tina has a dog or nothing, but if she does, it just plays along
Mama
with the whole
Tina, cartoon. Sugar Mama, I used to love Sugar Mama.
she got it so real, didn't give a fuck.
She really did.
So speaking of the word nigga, listen. I love it. Baby, now I can breathe again. So that was just timing on just
J-Lo.
On everything. That was not planned. So do you remember when she said the word nigga and it was a big ass deal?
And actually they were just dragging her too. So here's my thing. So I'm gonna say this and then I'm gonna go back to what I was gonna say.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like a lot of celebrities or a lot of companies right now, when they are doing like the whole marching or Black Lives Matter, I feel like not all of them are genuine about it. I feel like some of them are doing it just to cover their backs and make sure that people are still, you know, like supporting them and shopping with them. And I felt like that's what happened with J-Lo because she got a lot of backlash. They were like, you've dated multiple Black men. All of your music comes from, like, Black producers, Black culture, everything. And you say nigga because it's all in your songs. And she hadn't said anything about the whole George Floyd movement or the Black Lives Matter. She hasn't said anything. And all of a sudden, she posted a video, like, marching. And I was like, are you doing it because you're really there for the cause? Because you really want to let people know, like, let's forget about J-Lo. Let's forget about J-Lo, the singer, J-Lo, the actress. I'm a human being here protesting for the rights of everyone, protesting for the lives that have been stolen. Or are you doing it because you received backlash and now you want to make sure that people don't look at you a certain type of way?
I am over. So one thing that I used to do is count on the celebrities and all these other niggas to have our back as like normal people. I just feel like some of them are whitewashed. I'm not even going to name no name, or actually I will. So I've seen Diddy, he went on his live and was saying like all lives matter and all this other shit. Yes, uh-huh. Diddy, all lives matter. But you're also a father of three kings. So black lives gotta matter first before all lives can matter.
He said that?
Yeah.
No way.
And like, I think, in my opinion, I feel like as a fan viewing them, that they're just trying to hold on to their endorsements by the white man. And let me tell you, I don't give a fuck about the white man. You can
I'm surprised that he said that.
Yes.
You know why? Because it's like, Diddy, you know, where he's at right now in life, it's like the white man shouldn't be an issue to him. Like, you have all this money, all these businesses, all of, like...
You have all these failed groups that you did under Bad Boy. You have all these singles that didn't make it to the top. You have singles that did make it to the top. But you actually just started... Look at me dragging him. You actually just made your debut when B.I.G. passed away. So my real question is, were you a part of that too?
That part. Period. Diddy. On there.
Because I didn't know Diddy before Biggie or Tupac.
No, I did. Because he was always all in the videos.
Oh, no, I knew that. But, like, when his music started blowing up, it was as soon as Big Papa and that whole Tupac thing started going on. And then that's when I love Diddy.
Well, of course. No, I love. Words do, however, yeah. And I get what you're saying.
But, yeah, he's just on my watch list. He has one more time to say something and then...
Something stupid. And it just, you know, I didn't see that. I'm really shocked that
I'll send it to you.
That. And it's funny because I have been trying to educate people around me. Some people, like, are just not educated, especially his... And I don't mean this, like, oh, they just, you know, like... No. Some people, they're very smart, but they just were not introduced to this specific topic. And I have a lot of friends. So I went to go get my nails done Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And the girl that does my nails, she's Hispanic. She's Puerto Rican. And we were talking about Black Lives Matter. And she was like, well, to me, she was like, I don't agree with the Black Lives Matter movement because all life matters. And not all cops are mean. I have a lot of friends who are cops and they're nice. So I don't agree with the whole Black Lives Matter because my life matters too. And I was like, you're being selfish. You're being ignorant because they're not saying, we don't give a fuck about y'all. It's only about black people. They're not saying that. But I had to use the examples that they had been giving on Instagram, which were amazing. I'm like, if I break my leg right now and someone comes and help me, are you going to be like, well, why are you helping her with her broken leg? Help me with my leg. And your leg is not broken. They're going to be like, why should I help you heal your leg when your leg is perfectly fine? Let me help her. She broke her leg. Or like they said on Instagram, if someone's house is on fire, I'm going to go and try to help that house. I'm not going to go and try to help the house that's, like, perfectly fine. That's what they mean by Black Lives Matter. Not all lives matter when black people are constantly being killed. And I was watching also a documentary on Netflix. It's called LA 92, which has to do with everything that happened with Rodney King. Friend, literally, like, the same thing that happened back then, it's happening now. Like, the same protests, the people expressing themselves is the same thing that's happening now. And probably before Rodney King, it was other things, and it was the same thing. How long are we gonna go with the same shit? Like, so no, people need to stop being selfish. People need to stop, you know, just trying to be blind to the fact. See more than what you see. Educate yourself. Learn more than what you think you know. no. And then you're going to understand, but you're just sitting here like, no, no, stop being stupid.
No, no, no. I said no. White people that is listening, to piggyback on what Ari said, if you want to be educated on the movement, I need you to watch a few of these movies and listen closely.
You can watch 13 on Netflix. Oh, have you seen that?
Nope. I'm getting through my movies, but I'm already educated on my culture. This is for the white people in the back. So you can watch 13th. You can watch 13th on Netflix. You can watch Black Ku Klux Klan Man. You can watch Get Out. You can watch Selma. You can watch The Hate U Give. You can watch I Am Not Your Negro. You can watch Malcolm X. You can watch Fences. You can watch Harriet Tubman. You can even watch Friday if you want a little comedy.
Or you can watch Who Killed Malcolm X. That one is really good too.
You can watch The Help. You can watch The Boys in the Hood. That is gang related and us getting shot again by police. I mean, granted, drugs.
The thing is that people focus on the wrong thing. Like, if they see Boys in the Hood, they're going to focus on, you know, oh, they were doing drugs. They were, no. It's more than that.
There are messages behind these movies. So if you're not in the headspace to learn and educate yourself versus what you see and actually take away from the message, these movies won't be for you. I don't know.
Be open-minded.
I don't know when they would be good for you, but whenever you get there.
Whenever you decide, make sure you come in there with an open mind. Mm-hmm. Make sure you go in there with an open mind. Make sure that you go in there trying to see other people's perspective. Get out of your shoes. Get in other people's shoes and try to see it from that perspective. That is going to help a lot. All of these movies are great. I feel like the movie Get Out is has a great message behind it, because I honestly think that that's why people hate on Black people, because the culture is amazing. You guys have so many things going on, so different, so beautiful, and it's like
beautiful, Black, and excellent. Okay,
exactly. People who are hating that, they lack that and they want that, and that's why the hate comes. And if you see the movie Get Out, what are they doing? They're kidnapping all these people. Well, y'all need to see the movie. I ain't gonna say nothing, but those are all great movies. And like I said, go in there with an open mind and get out of your own shoes and your own little life and your own little opinions, and get on somebody else's and try to see it from that perspective.
I have a question before we wrap it up with a gold rapper. Have you checked your, like, have you thought about, like, just not continuous to talk to your white friends if they have not reached out to you or, you know, tried to have that conversation with you?
Honestly, I don't have white friends like that. Like, all of my friends, I don't have any white friends. Like, all of my friends are Hispanic or Black, and it's more Black friends than Hispanic friends. So I don't really have, I will say, though, I do have, not immediate, but I do have family members who are, they're Hispanic, but they're white, and they are racist. I have my cousin's boyfriend, who is Cuban, white little thing with green eyes, and has two daughters, and he tells his daughters every day, you better not come here with a Black man, because if you come in here with a Black man, I'm kicking you out of the house. Do not talk to Black people. Do not, just, you better not. And to me, that is crazy. So what I do is I keep my distance from people like that, because those type of people, to me, they're not open-minded enough to have a conversation. Like, I feel like if I have a conversation with them, it would be like having a conversation with Trump, which would lead to nothing. So I just keep my distance. Like, hi, bye. And that's it. Because those people, I could tell they're not worth it to have a conversation with. But I'm not close with them either, because it's like, hell, if you feel like that, you know, I'm not the whitest person in the room either. So if you feel like that, like, how do you see me?
Exactly.
How do you feel about me? Or how do you feel when I bring my Black friend here or my Black boyfriend or whatever? Like, now I'm looking at you sideways. So I just keep my distance. you know, when I see him, hey, how you doing? And, you know, go away. But as far as friends, if I was to have friends that were white, I feel like I would handle it the same way. I would just probably keep it cordial. Mm-hmm. Hey, how you doing? But it won't be nothing more than that, because now I know how you think. Now I know how you feel. And if you feel like that, you know, when I had a few of my friends, a few people that I knew that voted for Trump, and I'm like, Trump stands for racism. He hates black people. He hates Hispanics. So if you're voting for him, you like his ideas. So you don't rock with me because I'm Hispanic, and you don't rock with my friends, or, you know, with black people. And I love black people, and I love my Hispanic culture too. So I can't, I don't rock with you. I'll say hi to you. Hey, how you doing? I hope you're doing great, and keep it moving.
I've been conflicted. Not really conflicted. I've already made the decision.
Prior to making the decision, you were conflicted.
Yes. Prior to making the decision.
Gotcha.
I've just... It's deeper than just, like, reaching out and just, hey, Marco, are you okay? I see what's going on in the news. Yeah, that's a great text message. But I need the conversation to be like, what can I do to help your community? How can me as a white person help? And, like, I have been helping them, like, very minimum, because I feel like they know what to do, but then they just want to ask a black person what to do. And the reason I say that is because when y'all don't get y'all right at the grocery store, y'all call the manager. When the prices...
Real quick.
When y'all got coupons and we can't take the coupon, y'all call the manager. What can I do about this? Let me speak to your manager. And y'all get a handle. Use that same voice and that same energy when y'all are voting this year, when you are voting this season for your city councilmen, your state senators, and all that. And I mean that for black people, too, because we get angry at each other, for everybody.
For everybody. Everybody needs to go out and vote. I always say when black people come together, you guys are so powerful. Mm-hmm. That's how Obama got those two terms. Not only because black people voted for him, because a lot of people voted for him, but it was like the highest rate of black people who came out and voted. So with Trump, that didn't happen. A lot of black people didn't come out and vote. If you guys all would have came out and voted, you know, maybe it would have been different. And I wasn't going to vote this year, I will be honest, because I was like, I feel like everyone that's running right now is a joke. No one is really speaking to me. No one is really saying anything. But, you know, it's beyond that. With everything that's happening to right now, I'm like, no, we need to start, like, doing what we need to do to get rid of people and put the right people where they need to be, and try to get people to be where they are, to be there for the people, for all people. Not just the white people, mm-hmm. and doing for all of us. Like, what are you guys going to do to stop police brutality? What are you guys going to do as far as, like, you know, profiling, all these things? Like, what are you guys going to do? And I told myself, I was like, I am going to go ahead and educate myself on everyone that's running for everything. And I'm going to go ahead and make a decision and vote. And I encourage everyone to go vote. I never thought I would say this, but times are hard. And we need to take action.
Yep, piggybacking on what Ari said, and then we're about to close out this mimosa conversation. I never thought that I would be saying go vote either, because I don't fuck with politics. I don't like researching. I don't like doing any of that shit, only because I know it's corrupted. But I also realize I can't have that mindset going into this, because if I go with this mindset, ain't nothing gonna change.
Right.
So either you change your mindset and have your voice be heard, where you can sit your ass in your little apartment and continue to do what's happening outside.
And don't complain.
And Marco, don't get on the internet talking about rants by Marco. X, Y, and Z can't believe y'all niggas when you didn't go vote. So I also was thinking of a bigger deal. It's not always about you, Marco. It's about change and a movement and wanting better for you and everybody else in the country. So make sure y'all get y'all votes and do your research. Please just don't vote for Biden because he's the Democrat candidate. There is an option on the ballot that says other. You can vote for whoever you want to. Don't put SpongeBob, because that's dumb as hell. Because that means it's already gonna go to the current president.
Right.
So, you can actually put me down. No, just kidding. I don't want to run. Oh, let me tell you, that sounds like a stressful job. That sounds like a stressful job.
No, it don't sound like it. It is a stressful job. And first of all, your life is, you know,
in jeopardy.
Very much so. Like, you have all eyes on you. People who love you. People who really hate you or really want to see you. Like, ugh. So being a president, shout out to Obama because he did it so effortlessly. I always say, not shout out to Obama. Shout out to Obama and Michelle. Because I always tell people, I don't know if they were great. I don't know if they were bad. But them as human beings, everything that Michelle Obama has done and continues to do. And, you know, Obama, like, I felt like Obama was like a friend. Like, he talked to you. Like, he was talking on TV. You felt like he was talking to you. Mm-hmm. Sweetest person. And, man, I really hope we will get a president like that again. But it's only them.
Yeah.
The most unique people ever.
Yep, y'all. So make sure your voices be heard. The vote is your voice, so be heard.
Cause yes, sir.
You heard us out, so we need to hear y'all out on November 4th. So we can have a better decision on November 5th and January 16th of 2021. So
yes.
All right, go ahead and let the people know. Before we do that, thank you so much for having this conversation with me.
Thank you for having me. I felt like this conversation was mature, it was beautiful, it was educating, and it was a little ratchet too. You know, we had a little bit of everything, and I'm very happy that you had me on. I said I like it like that. I'm over here shaking my little booty.
All right, where can they find you on the socials?
Again, Ari Mar is my personal. It's AuriMarrRR. And then my Ari Talks, it's Ari, AURI, _talks. Feel free to follow me. Feel free to give me any information that you would like for me to talk about, as far as mental health, positivity, helping out, anything of that nature. Feel free to reach out to me and give me ideas, or if you want to partner up, whatever it is, I'm right here.
Thank you so much, Ari. And you already know where you can find me at. You can find me on the Instagram at hearmeout.pod and also on the Twitter. This is Hear Me Out. When you're listening to this, you probably guys already heard, but I'm also have a new podcast coming out called The Sip and Smoke with my good friend AJ Vanderturnt. So make sure you check that out. That would be on YouTube and audio. So all streaming platforms and all that other shit. Make sure you follow us on the social at sipandsmoke.pod. And until next time, y'all, hear me out.
Yes, be safe.
My left stroke just went viral.